Speaker two.
Speaker three.
Speaker four.
This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm
Go ahead, Michael.
Throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
Katya.
Katya?
Hi.
Hi. Nice
Eric.
To meet you. Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Michael.
I would love to shake you. I just
The food started.
Who's that?
Someone is late for the party.
Yeah.
This looks great. Fairly awkward trying to do this without knocking off.
Making too much noise, yeah.
Also what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Oh man. Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yummy.
I'm excited.
Okay. I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect. Yeah, I'm really hungry.
This is a lot of food.
Yeah.
I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week. We missed you last week. Yeah, we won by 2 in overtime, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really intense. One of the Google teams. No, the other one. Yeah. It's really, really close. We were down by 3 with like maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the 3-point line and shot 3, or he had 3 free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one, chucked the third one, got his own rebound and made it at the buzzer. It was amazing. It's really fun. It's like watching, yeah, highlight reel. Talking about basketball. Yeah, it's like a, yeah, at the Moffitt gym. Oh, cool. That sounds dangerous. In the face before a meeting. Cheers. Yeah.
I'm like obligated to go back.
Yeah.
This is my first time I'm trying LaCroix. It's
really? It's all the new trend now.
Very basic, but
So do you think they used like a real, you know, just like flavors or
oh,
for that one?
No, I don't think it's real.
It's all like sweet and greasy stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like
natural
no
flavor.
Sugar or anything in there, but
I don't know. Everyone loves that stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice too.
Yeah, you too. Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alamani is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but
I live in San Jose, kind of near Santana Row. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah, so many city kids. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get away. I was born and raised around here.
Oh, cool.
I need to get away from home. A little bit.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Still here. It's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does take a while. But after a while you kind of parking and everything. But the same with another valet, probably.
It's not as bad but like at least probably 30 minutes just further south.
Do any of you take the shuttle? Yeah? That's good.
No, I rarely, I take the west line all the way, so.
Yeah, yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or just hang out.
Yeah, I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
But for you it's close range and you're just
You
like
know,
from the meet.
you'd think so.
Unless there's a traffic.
There's traffic.
How is that over like holiday season?
Oh, it's
Usually
so
I go
nice.
on it just like, well,
Oh, do you mean the
shuttle
traffic
call
around?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of construction
Yeah,
right now.
ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Oh, NCAA.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
A little jaded and spoiled.
No, that's nice.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California.
Southern.
Yeah, Orange County.
Yeah, but I'm from Washington, DC.
Awesome.
Like the world. Yeah. What about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew up in
Russia.
Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You win for the farthest distance of
Basically, yeah.
yeah,
You have to
relocation.
travel. Yeah, if to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around it. It'll be faster
One
travel.
day.
One day, yeah.
You don't get to go back often
Yeah, not often, but indeed, in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to visit my
Nice.
little nephew.
Oh, nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
1 week prior to they're done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
Not enough. That's not
Yeah,
enough time.
if it's on.
What's
Really?
you, yeah?
For the World Cup I do. But
It's
yeah,
a big event.
that's yeah.
Who?
I'm not too big of a fan, but yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously is not
Did not qualify.
playing, so I can't root for them. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, in the many years.
History or something like that.
Wow.
So I can't root for them either. So I have to root for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Or good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well not more just like entertaining soccer,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff.
Yeah,
Probably.
it's fun.
People will see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Would
Mine
you
is figure skating.
Oh.
Watching figure skating.
Do you also do it as well?
When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show.
Yeah,
I found out
it's
they were like,
hard.
she's good, and you know, just like, you know, in that character, like she's falling down. I was just, I'm not into games, I just fell down on
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kind of like the basic ones, you know, football. I like baseball games, basketball, football, and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
Stuff
good
like that
workout,
kills
though.
yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
That's more like getting my butt kicked.
Yeah.
And how about you, Daniela?
I love basketball. I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it. I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan. Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan. Yeah.
That's fair. I
Yeah.
guess if you are too, I'm like, so Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Play,
Yeah.
I guess, once a week. I have
On
like
Wednesdays.
three games regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
Are really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. You guys were in a basketball call out.
Who was that?
You were.
Oh yeah.
That's gotta mean something.
Yeah. Are you a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here in San
Yeah.
Jose, so. Went through the whole ball of.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
You're
like asking
given
for
permission.
Yeah, exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. I was like,
So when it got busier, you know, just like the more they win started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive the tickets have gotten.
They're now very good.
Yeah, too good. Like I can't afford to go to
Yeah,
game
it's
three.
crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting at least, you know, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, you know, in Oakland because
Oh
Oakland
yeah.
also needs developments like that. And San Francisco is already really, you know,
Yeah.
crowded. Just Giants, you know, stadium, what it's in.
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse now. It's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, you know, just like I'm just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, you know, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only
Yeah.
probably helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think next year.
Already?
Is it
Wow.
2018 already? Yeah. No. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's gonna happen. Yeah, I know. Should have just bought some season tickets when it was sold out. A bunch of my friends did that.
They keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
Even of those. Yeah. So I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like like $500 or something per head. It was insane.
Wow.
It's like a one time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
Especially a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else, you know, can spend on this?
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So
Oh,
Saturday.
the Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah.
The beast. Yeah, the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
Pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're crazy.
This year.
Yeah. So would you like to get another plate? We have put
Yeah, I will
our
probably
cook
get some
made
more.
a lot of food today.
Think I'm gonna get
So
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like it if you do this kind of thing,
Yeah,
you know.
it's good.
Chicken.
It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite one?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you
Sounds
seen it?
good. Yeah.
And
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
as
what all my friends were telling me that was just like nostalgic.
It is,
Those
yeah.
like Asian families from
Yeah.
Vietnam.
Asian
Really? Yeah.
Americans, yeah.
I don't know what it's about. Was it about like making dumplings with your mom or something?
It's about dumplings. It
Oh.
was the first short film to be produced by a Asian female.
I didn't know that. It's
Yeah.
interesting how they take those cartoons, you know, just like all about orc him in that kind
Yeah.
of mouth, like, just recently,
Mhm.
which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, just like making the, in the process.
Yeah.
But even Latino community, they said, like, it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions
Oh,
we
wow.
have.
Mhm.
How about you guys? What did you watch, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw, like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
Like,
saw
that
the
took me a
Endgame as
while,
well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also,
It was
loved
pretty
it
good.
as well.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
You liked it?
That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
Imagine how much
pretty
they paid
crazy.
the actors, because to bring
Oh.
all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said, like, for me it's a little bit too much of a sell. Mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and, just like all of those things, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time? There's
I know.
like 40 different
Right? Yeah. And such big name
Actors, yeah.
And they give like a prologue to like lead up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For, yeah, for what it is, and then like I set the bar really low for
Okay.
expectations. I was like, no, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind of
That's
thing.
good. For me it was vice versa. I was just like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I was just like, let's go for it. And then I was
Better
just like,
be good.
really?
So annoying. But I still liked it. I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say, just like one time to watch and, probably like never go back again. I would, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
Definitely.
good category to have movies in.
I know, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The
Well.
ones you like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch cuz you can. You have nothing else to do.
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those
do.
that don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screen.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh,
And
okay.
I'm going business on this one. I used miles for the upgrade, so I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. So. Hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, starting to champagne.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be fun.
And then, progress to the next layer. I'm just like, I'm not sure that was what is actually like this
Yeah,
one.
right? The only problem is that I don't know how to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like, oh no. It's twitchy. That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that
First time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time to Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Ah,
Ah.
the cattle class.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah.
I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
Gonna enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacations? Just taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I
I'm
also have a couple of weddings coming up.
at that age where
Yeah.
everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. Like, play, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god,
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like looking at the hotels, I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday
I
Inn?
know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The
Yeah,
gifts and the travel and the clothing
Bachelorette.
and the
So, yeah,
bachelor.
the clothes.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette to bachelors, right? Plus, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. Or like, what's that? Where did that
Yeah.
come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
Yeah.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
See a business idea here.
There's a need.
But if all your friends have kids,
Yeah, you get roped into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You get dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just
Beer in hand.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like, taking this baby from our friends. And you're just like, and she's like, I was like, hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is. She's like, no thanks. I love you, baby girls, but no thanks. I don't have that
I'm
issue.
good. That's funny.
Well, hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia
Yeah, and
and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation or?
That's not for fun.
Oh. Can you turn it into fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
So I did last time too.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong, and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Spent like 3 days there. That's awesome. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer, I'm going to Texas for 4th of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical, and I said yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas, and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. So it's gonna be really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools, so you're gonna really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool, and I'll be
Perfect.
good. That's next week already.
I know, time flies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's already July.
Last time I went to Texas, I did like barbecue. After day one, I was
Yeah.
not doing it anymore. Start getting like the meat sweats.
Yeah.
The salt level just goes through the roof.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wanna wash this down, and then you're like, here's a slab of butter on bread. Mad at my fucking bread.
And lemonade with like just sugar,
Yeah,
sugar
and
water.
like sweetened. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good though.
Do you like
Yeah.
barbecuing in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But trying not to go too crazy.
Mhm.
I've noticed that I don't really like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing the barbecue party in the park. But you know San Francisco, how we did get? And it so happened it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, you know, just like a fire took us a while.
Yeah. Just 'cause it keeps going out. Was
Mm
this next to the water? Like
Which one?
Chrissy Field or something?
McLaurin Park?
Oh, okay.
It's if you exit Alemany, you know, just and there is Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Wow.
Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
I
bit
don't know about
wider.
it either.
It has a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of you know, nice lakes nearby. But
Wow.
to make story short, it's all other food was covered with ashes or
Oh,
something. Oh
yeah.
my god,
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
ash
Well, that kind
building.
of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah.
Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is, that stuff is
Yeah.
or something like this or
Yep.
Carolina barbecue.
Whole different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Cuz I was in Austin, Texas, couple months ago for a bachelor party. We got to barbecue down there, but I felt terrible after eating the barbecue. It actually wasn't even that good. The one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people,
Yeah.
and then that's it. We got there too late, so we're like, "Oh, let's just go to like this one next door," and it was not very good.
Oh,
I felt horrible after eating
Oh, no.
it. But at least I had checks the box.
Yeah, I could cross it off and yeah.
Check mark.
Yeah, just gotta do all the other stuff in the States.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again. Yeah. Yeah, there's other things I can, you know.
I just did my first crawfish broil down in Nola. That was awesome too.
Wow.
It's like, it was for a wedding and
Cool.
they had broil at this house right on the bayou.
That's awesome.
Buckets.
Yeah, how did it come to you in like a big bucket or bag?
They had a trailer with like where they broiled it, or they boiled it at the house, and it was just probably like the size of this table just full of crawfish. And then I just started like scooping up, like shoveling out crawfish on the plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then when you're done, there's like just throw it in the bayou, just recycle.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. Wait, what? It doesn't just like build up at the bottom of
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get to it or something. I'm
Oh.
sure. Something like that.
Gators.
But yeah, it was
Like
crazy.
leguminoses maybe?
Yeah,
Hmm.
cuz well, that's where they come from, in the bayou, so I guess yeah, it works. Yeah, you would think all the spices are better than
Yeah.
fish.
Hmm.
But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
When
I've
it's
never had it either.
yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food?
Oh, that's hard.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites if there are.
My problem, I love everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like the way too much. Probably except for, you know, Palestinian food. For me, it's a little bit too spicy.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian food, it
Oh.
might be a little spicy
Yeah.
for me.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese cuisines are the best. How
Yeah,
about you?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food. Like
Yes,
anything.
exactly.
Yeah.
And then the Asian category, Japanese,
Yeah.
Chinese, Taiwanese food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
It's like they're all fairly different though. Like
Oh, yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food and
Okay.
Taiwanese food, so those two would be my like last meal on earth kind of thing.
Mhm. What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips, I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
That stuff is so unhealthy for you.
Really?
In like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah,
streets.
Oh, the street food, the greasy stuff, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the truth, but are we talking about wonton soup? It's my favorite.
Is that your
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yes.
Like that so
It's like steamed and like
Yeah, like very freshly in ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
But that was more what I was first
That makes sense.
shown when I was there and was not a big fan.
Yeah.
And I had more of the cleaner stuff. It's like this is awesome.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese
I don't
cuisine?
really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose
Oh my
Cantonese?
god, that stuff
Oh.
is Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Roasted goose.
Mhm.
That's what I was thinking about when you said. I
Yeah.
was like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And I love
They're
pig
so good
pig
though.
duck. Oh.
Yeah, these
Yeah.
roasted like suckling pigs and stuff you
Oh
can
yeah.
get.
Yeah, I
Yum.
guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six
good.
week old baby pig.
If you love suckling, you you know, just like a big, you might be interested, like there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like called Castillo de Hermosa
Oh
Winery.
yeah, I've been there.
You've been there, eh? So, and you know they do tournaments, and the way they say, like, there are knights that, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know,
Oh.
after tournament, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on, you know, just like roasted pigs, you know, served.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, anyone of you know, just like vegetarian or vegan?
Nope,
No?
we're eating
I was just like, I didn't know,
yeah.
yeah. I was just like, some
Plowing
people
into
might
my
find it.
chicken. Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually, is to have like a huge piece or a huge pig on the table with an apple in its mouth, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds
It's pretty
good.
good.
A lot of cultures do that.
Mhm.
You know, like my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family
Yeah.
reunions in the summer.
I've
Yeah.
heard
heard like
Yeah.
they do like lamb or goat or something also.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's
Whomever they can catch.
Yeah. Whatever
Whatever.
meat.
Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the fat, more so the
The carbs.
pasta, yeah. And obviously so, you know, pastas with meat. Like once had this wild boar ragu. That was
Sounds
delicious.
I've had
Yeah,
that.
it was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. So
Oh, that's awesome.
Locals.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The local law. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
It is, yeah, it's not
It takes a
fair.
while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, it's from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here because we have really good restaurants around us.
We do, yeah, and the diversity of food.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, you know, just so you know, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My kind of thing. So, and then Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
The one dish to try, you know, just like which
Yeah,
one would
one
you like
last
go for?
meal.
Yeah.
One last meal of
Yeah.
Something like that
Fatty
or
tuna.
like
Gratin. Salmon.
The fatty tuna.
And
Baked.
like
Oh,
or like
that's
donburi
adorable.
or something. Oh man.
Donburi.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make
Mm.
sure I can feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy
My
strong.
spice tolerance isn't great, but
So it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
How can you taste anything after that,
It's
eh?
not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it, and it's a very weird feeling. So I did
It's
a
big in China and
hot
Taiwan.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper, and it's really the peppercorn.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe that was gonna happen.
I do that to people,
That's
yeah.
It's terrible.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
I was just like, what is going on? Like,
Yeah.
in my mouth, I'm like,
It's
they're
like
like,
you went
oh
to the
yeah,
dentist.
Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
You recommend that.
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of them, yeah. Are you thinking
Keno?
about Haidilao?
Haidilao, yeah. If you ever just want to mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth.
I'm not really
Yeah, they're
sold
like
right
fat
now
pills.
for some reason.
It's kind of fat.
Yeah.
Feels like
Do you
you're
like
going to the
spicy food?
dentist.
Do you like spicy
Right.
food?
I'm okay with spicy food. I'm getting better.
When you have people confident, like, oh yeah, I can taste the meat, you're like,
Yeah.
talk through something real quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with sun that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just
And you
like,
can't
whoa,
breathe.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah. Hmm.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste.
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tanginess.
So the more you eat it, do you get used to it? Like, do you feel it less?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer it away like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe like
Yeah, maybe.
I don't feel it less.
It's an also interesting how each culture, each country have their own spice. Where I'm originally from in Russia, it's so you know, just like mustard, and we have different varieties of mustard in the way how it's made. Also the horseradish, so it's those two kind of like the mess. But from the previous republics of the Soviet Union, we had like you know, spices called adjika with different peppers, with you know, just like a mixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomatoes or tomatillos, you know. So in Asian culture, I believe it's the wasabi.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's horseradish
Ah.
actually.
Oh.
Yeah, for the ones you get here, yes, it's similar. It is horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially toward just like Japan and up north a little more, down south.
Wasabi type.
Yeah,
Is that what you
wasabi
said?
goes
Yeah,
just
wasabi.
peppers and a
Yeah.
lot of peppers. Yeah.
Hunan province.
Oh my god,
That's some
that's just
Russian
fire.
wasabi. I've heard that in Petaluma they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Everyone of course works in goggles and masks. So but they you know just like have smallest amount of you know like they say saffron in big amounts can make your like blood you know become a jelly because it, you cannot really eat a lot of saffron
What?
and spice. That's why it's sold in small you know just
Really?
like So be
Oh.
careful on saffron guys.
Yeah, that's
So
like
but
living life on the edge.
the spices you know just like there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
This
the
is in
spices.
Petaluma, you said? Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't know that existed.
So for me
Check
the
out.
spices thing was you know just like probably kimchi that I've ever tried. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever felt like your hairs kind of like set on
No.
fire? No, try kimchi.
Wow. That's what
so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant gave me kimchi, and they're all so different. And like some places are just like there's a shit ton of garlic.
Yeah,
And there's like
like
oh, it's
really
like really
fermented.
spicy. Like
Yeah.
oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time we're just walking around, like my mouth is like you can taste the garlic for months.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's Koreans know how to do spicy too.
Kimchi tasting like we have
Ridiculous,
you
yeah.
know a wine tasting around California, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
What do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here? What you guys have done?
I will be obvious. Tamalpais.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamalpais. Yeah, it's nice. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up.
Such as, is that Mount Tam? Is that the same thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's
But
there. It's where
did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Oh.
Tamalpais?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales, you know, just like.
You know where all the oyster farms and
Oh.
yeah.
I thought it's they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic
Yes.
tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a
just,
pity.
yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just
Oh.
give it to you and you're on your picnic benches
I
and
went to
tents.
Hog Island.
Yeah,
They
that's another
still,
one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Okay, that
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah, we used to do that all the time. Just go up and shuck some oysters. Have a day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or something?
Yeah, they
How does
just
it
sell
work?
you like a bag of oysters. Like,
Oh.
here you go. Get an oyster shucker. And
Okay.
what we would do, like, we would typically go out for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd rent like a bus or something and go up
Yeah.
and just, yeah, bring other barbecue picnic snacks
Equipment,
and stuff
yeah.
like that, but
Yeah.
just oysters.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Where is this in? It's north of SF?
Yeah. Just keep going past
Yeah, just like there's Hog Island, to Tomales Bay still.
Yeah.
Just especially when it's like a really nice day. It's
Yeah,
gorgeous.
yeah.
Bring some wine
Yeah,
oysters.
that sounds nice.
What could go wrong?
Do you guys like oysters?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love them, but I'll eat it if I'm like, no, it's fresh and I'm can see it
Yeah.
being fresh and delivered. Yeah.
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 It's fun. When you learn how to shuck it, you can bring like a little glove so you don't
Yeah,
cut
it's a whole
yourself like
thing.
I do.
You cut yourself.
All the time. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you consume and how reckless you get.
I'm sure there's a lot of that graph of many things.
Yeah.
And even after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up and the consumption
Yeah.
you already switch to it, like instead of breaking and opening, you will be talking that out, you know, just like that thing out of the shell. Can you get out, please?
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking. Is it ever gotten to that point?
Not that I know of. What do you like? In the south though.
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak, which if you haven't done that before, it's pretty intense. I didn't realize that, and I didn't bring water. I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense. There's no shade. Yeah.
That'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's not.
Turned out to be a lot tougher than I thought. Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath, and keep going. But the view up top is really worth it. So there's
How
a.
long was
What, 3 miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so not
straight
that
up.
long, but it's no, it's
Yeah,
still tense. You're just still climbing up
the
to like
elevation
the
is
top
like,
peak, though. Wow.
yeah.
Yeah.
So at the foot of the like mountain, I guess, it's a sign that says like, hey, this is a pretty and strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I actually do it. I'm like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know. I consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so. But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's blazing hot sun like this weekend. Because this weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you didn't really know
This
that.
weekend?
No, this weekend was really hot. My apartment doesn't have AC, so it's pretty miserable.
Tell me about it. San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for the probably newer communities, they have ACs, you know, other
Yeah,
than
but
that,
it's
no.
totally different up there.
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
have like natural AC with the
that's
fog
true.
and the,
Yeah.
yeah.
There was a heat wave last year, though. I don't
Oh,
have
yeah.
I didn't know
air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, you don't need
So
it.
it's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat, so it's kind
Me
of
neither.
dangerous, I guess. Just
Yeah.
always
Turn on all the stoves and just like out there cold. Yeah.
Although I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so
Yeah.
our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
it's still moderately
Yeah, but it's
California.
local, right?
Yeah,
California, Los
yeah. So
Angeles.
I can't complain.
This is pretty local, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's interesting that like I lived here for about like 10 years, and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like recently, I discovered the place Wailolo Gardens. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't heard about that.
You've
No.
heard?
It's
It's
like
beautiful. Like Hurst Castle,
on
right?
Mexico.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Wailolo is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco, 20, 30 minutes away. You know, just
Oh.
beautiful, you know, park with flowers. And have you ever been to Hurst Castle?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I haven't either.
California
Hurst, I
is,
like
I've been
it.
here my whole life and there's so much I haven't seen
That's one
still.
of those places, because I'll pass it driving to LA
Yeah.
every second. You're like, I just want to get there
Yeah.
nonstop. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can at any time.
I've never
They're
been to
like,
St. Petersburg. To Moscow,
really?
yes, but not St. Petersburg. I always wanted to.
Okay.
I
What's
haven't
it?
even done Alcatraz.
Yeah,
That's
see,
the
there we
other one.
go. Yeah.
Wow. And you grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So I've never done
Something.
anything.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
That's when we would do the like museums or monuments.
Yeah, that's
That, but I mean, otherwise,
Yeah.
just never really
You
done
just
anything.
don't
Have you
go.
been to the White House?
I have.
Before
I have
they
to the White House.
didn't allow, even now they don't allow anyone except, you know, need to write your senator,
There's
right?
still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Hmm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one
Cool.
summer, so I got
Oh, wow.
to see a little bit more. But
That's awesome.